Welcome to Logical Soul Talk. My name is Michael Craig, and I'm your host for this weekly talk radio program. And this is a show where I get to interview some of the best, brightest, and most creative people in the world, or talk about subjects near and dear to my heart. Now, today it's the former. I've got a guest today for my 30-minute program, and I'm going to focus on him. His name is Brian Ellis, and it's Brian with a Y, and we're going to get to him in just a minute. But first, a little background. You see, as a chiropractor for many years, I discovered that most people, including myself, have an underlying pattern of what I call hidden decisions that we made as small children or picked up from our parents, teachers, and even our ancestors. And these subconscious decisions form our reality and affect our motivation and our destiny. And consequently, these hidden decisions can either propel us to greatness or lead us to self-sabotage and failure. Now, quite by accident, many years ago, I discovered I could access and change what I call this motivational cybernetic loop, which means that you've got a loop going on, and you're not even aware of the underlying motivations that you have. I was able to access these and allow people to see for themselves to get amazing results in their own and other people's lives. And you can get more information on this technique and how I'm training life coaches and others to use it and spread it at www.mycoachtraining.com. Now, my goal today, as it is in every show, is that you walk away with something powerful that you can use in your life that will add to your motivation as a coach or a business coach or a life coach and nourish what I call your seed of success in both your life and the lives of your clients. Now, whether you're a coach or you just want to transform your life and just listening to the show out of curiosity, welcome. This show is for you. So listen up, take notes. After about 10 or 15 minutes, I invite you to call in with your comments and your questions. Our show hotline is area code 347-843-4544. That's 347-843-4544. Now, tonight's guest is a very special guy. I met him not too long ago, about a few months back. Heard him speak, was real impressed with his knowledge and his expertise and his experience. He's very experienced in what he'll be talking about here tonight. And his name is Brian Ellis. That's Brian with a Y, Ellis, E-L-L-I-S. He's the founder, publisher, and editor of the Brian Investing Letter, formerly the Brian Ellis Real Estate Letter. He'll be my guest tonight, and we're going to talk about something real interesting. It's called building your profile as a coach or life coach, and Brian's going to give us some tips about how to market yourself, how to build your list, and what to do when you have a client in front of you, a prospect in front of you that you want to convert to a customer. So it should be a very interesting call, and he's going to share some real secrets with you. So pay attention, take some notes. Now, Brian is based in Atlanta, Georgia, and he's been involved in many aspects of real estate and marketing for many, many years. He started out in real estate as an investor in the metro Atlanta area and specializing in buying and selling single-family homes. And with the Internet, he hopped on board and found a way to embrace that, use that in his real estate business, and found out he was helping more and more investors also do that. Basically, that evolved into his investing letter that he's got going on now, which he helps people build their practice because he's got such a huge list, and he helps people also do the same thing, to get the word out, to build their own list, and to make more money. So pay attention. Brian is one of the he's a guru's guru. He's taught many of the people in the area what they know about Internet marketing and marketing in general, and I'm very pleased and privileged to have him on the show. Brian, are you there?
I'm here. Michael, how are you, sir?
I'm just doing great, sir. I'm so happy you're on the show because when I heard you speak and I've talked to you since then, you've got a lot of hidden talents that I didn't know about. You've got a lot of hidden resources and things that are just really amazing. And I appreciate you coming on the show and sharing just a very tiny portion of your vast knowledge there. So tell me, how did you get started? I know I don't want to get into the real estate and all that other kind of stuff, but how did you get started in the success business? I guess since I consider you success, and a lot of people do, how would you say that you got started, like in business or aim toward that commitment? Because it really is a commitment toward success. Do you remember?
Yeah, well, for me, it was years ago. I read a book that's been instrumental to a lot of us, and that is Robert Kiyosaki's Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And that really struck a chord with me. And at the time, I had recently graduated from college and had started a software business that was doing pretty well. And that was going nicely, but ultimately I had my first daughter and realized that didn't want to work 90 hours a week any longer, and so I gravitated towards real estate. And after some trial and error, I learned how to make that business work pretty well. But ultimately, I figured out in real estate and in every business sense that the key for me is to understand marketing, how to gather a crowd. And it turns out that when you start to gather a crowd, being in the success business, so to speak, or doing things that make a name for yourself kind of happen automatically, because people, whenever there are enough people listening to you, suddenly they start to think you're an expert. And that can be really, really helpful, something you can monetize quite easily. And so that's how I got where I am.
That's great. That's really great. Because I know that you did start out in real estate, and you made quite a bit of money in real estate, as I understand it. But then you found out the money is really in your list. You want to talk a little bit about that and how that came about?
Sure. Well, you know, the bottom line, Michael, is that I had been in the real estate business, and a lot of my business was doing transactions with other real estate investors. And because I was something of a technology savvy person, I started collecting email addresses way back of other real estate investors in the local area, and it turned out that ended up being how I sold most of my properties to other investors. I would just put together a little email and send it out to my list, and invariably somebody would respond. And ultimately what I realized is that list was useful for a lot of things other than just selling real estate. So I began to use it to sell my courses, my coaching, my seminars, my products. And it turned out that worked very, very nicely. And ultimately, I became a list guy. That's really the focus of my business today, is to expand the size and quality of my reach. And for me, my reach comes in the form of my email list. And today, I'm happy to say we have, you know, all lists totaled. We have solidly over 300,000 people that are subscribers to our two different newsletters, and so that business has treated me well, and I have continued to embrace it.
Wow, 300,000 lists. By the way, folks, if you're listening and you're unfamiliar with real estate, or excuse me, internet marketing, that is a huge number. That's probably not something that you did overnight. I take it took you years to build this.
Well, you know, that's kind of interesting, Michael, because it did take me a while to build it, but I realized it was because I was doing it the wrong way. It took me a couple of years to go from nobody at all up to about 20,000. It took me about a year, maybe a year and a half, to go from 20,000 to over 200,000. Because I realized along the way what I was doing wrong, and that bit of wisdom is something that's made a big difference in my business, and continues to on a day to day basis.
That's very powerful. Well, let me ask you then, Brian. You know that we've got coaches listening, coaches, life
sure.
or business coaches, and I'm sure that. If you're listening in as a life or business coach, you want to learn what Brian's doing. So maybe you can duplicate it, or maybe start doing it yourself. What would be some of the steps that, if you're just starting out, or maybe you've got real small practice, word of mouth practice, you know, that type of thing, how would you go about building and I've talked about this on other shows, about, you know, getting a web page, doing a squeeze page and all that. But assuming you know your basics and you know how to put up a squeeze page or to collect email addresses online, what would be some of the ways that you would recommend somebody just starting out to start building their list, or to take it so that they don't have to make mistakes that you did?
Well, two things come to mind immediately. Number one, brand yourself. If it is your objective to build up a following, then brand your own name. Put your name front and center. So that people, whenever they hear your newsletter name, they hear your name. That's why mine is called the Brian Ellis Investing Letter. I want it to be the case, every time I walk into a real estate or investment conference across the country, I want it to be the case that there's a very high probability that there are going to be many people in that room that recognize me by name. And that's exactly what's happened. That makes it much easier to work a room. The second thing, aside from branding yourself, branding your name as the focal point, is positioning. Make everything you do about positioning yourself as not just an expert. There are a lot of experts out there. You need to position yourself as practically a god on whatever topic it is you want to be the expert on. Now, that means if you don't happen to know very much about your topic, you probably ought to wait a little while before you implement this strategy. But the reality is that if you know more than the average bear about whatever it is your particular topic of expertise is, flaunt it. Talk about it. Talk about yourself in terms of being the man, the woman, the one that people need. Don't be shy about it. Be confident. Go forward with great aggression and be very, very clear with people that you know your stuff, and not only is it useful for them to deal with you, but that it will be a negative result in their life if they choose to make any choice other than working with you. That's harsh. That's not conventional advice. But what you'll find is you don't have to fight for business. You're not fighting other people. You're choosing who you do business with, and that's a much better position to be in.
Exactly. I know there's a couple of laws, actually, that go along with this. Glenn Dietzel talks about this in some of his work. He talks about Zipf's Law and Milgram's Law, that you have to position yourself as the expert, with a capital T, the,
yep.
As far as being the one, the go-to person, becoming the resource
right.
for the people that you're doing. And the branding thing is absolutely essential, too. I know I've used the same picture forever, and probably you have, too. I like your little picture with the lay around your neck and your sunglasses. That's classic there. So, but anyway, yeah, branding is important so people can recognize you, your name, and what I might mention that he implies is that also if you can, get your name as a .com or a .net, something like that. .com if you can. Unfortunately,
absolutely.
By the time I got Michael Craig, it was already taken, but I do have drmichaelcraig.com and a few others. Just get your name. If your name is taken, you could say, you know, John Smith, life coach, or Coach John Smith, something like that. And just put your name in there so that people will know you as Coach John Smith, and they'll, you know, as he said, just brand yourself that way.
Right.
And get known as the expert. That's because I know that in my business, for example, I coach coaches, but I also have a particular technique called the logical soul, which I am focused. It's basically centered around that. I am the expert on the logical soul life coach training simply because no one else is doing it. And so positioning myself as a particular expert in what I do best and what I've actually trademarked is a very powerful way of going. So what could somebody do if, say, they do have a business that they're a life coach, but maybe they're a relationship life coach? How would they brand themselves, or how would they position themselves as the god, in words, if they don't really know how to go? What are some of the suggestions you might throw out there for them?
Well, one very simple one, Michael, is to be ever-present, particularly if you are an email marketer to any degree, or an online marketer, internet marketer more generally. It's very easy, using a lot of the technology that exists right now, to be ever-present, meaning maybe people get email from you on a regular basis. Maybe they see you on Facebook, or maybe they see your YouTube videos. The more people see you, regardless of what you happen to say, the more they are going to believe you. That's why politicians, as we see it today, actually end up having credibility with half of the audience, even though a lot of them, what they say is completely ridiculous. The more familiar you are with somebody, the more likely you are to believe them. So that's a very simple thing to do, very inexpensive thing to do. Another thing to do is every time you communicate with absolute authority and confidence. You might notice when I tell you something, when I answer your questions, I'm not answering them back with questions. And there's no hint of swerving or wavering in my voice. That's because what I'm telling you is God's honest truth. I know it for a fact. And if anybody happens to disagree with me, they're wrong. Now, that might be a little bit arrogant, but you've got to have some degree of confidence and purpose and absolute conviction that what you know is for real. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to sell yourself. Do those things. Be ever-present and be confident. And no matter what the size of your practice is presently, you're going to have a much better result much more quickly.
That's phenomenal. We're speaking with Brian Ellis. He's an investing guru, genius. He's got a huge list. He helps people build their own list and become an expert in their field, or the expert in their field, I should say. If you want to ask Brian a question, now is your chance. If you're listening to the show live, call us, area code 347-843-4544, and then press 1 to raise your hand. That's 347-843-4544. And ask Brian with a Y, Brian Ellis, a question, and he'll be happy to answer it. By the way, Brian, your website, before we get too far, is brianellis.com, correct?
Yes, brianellis.com, B-R-Y-A-N-E-L-L-I-S.com.
Excellent. And he's also got an investing newsletter. If you want to go to investing.brianellis.com, you can get onto his investing newsletter list and find out some of the great things he's got going. Tell me, Brian, what happens if, say, for example, we've got a life coach out there and they're listening and they want to know, and one of the things that I tell people to do, tell coaches to do, is to give away free sessions, give away a session to let people know who you are, what you're about. If you have a list, mail out to that small list, get the people in, let them know so you can get the word out there. But one of the biggest things I found that coaches, one of the biggest hurdles, I should say, that a lot of coaches have is selling themselves. Is asking for the sale or asking for a follow-up. What suggestions would you give that possibly they could use to help with that?
Well, I think there's definitely something to offering something free in the beginning. Now, whether that is a free session or a free email subscription or a free ebook, these kinds of things are really essential, and here's why. All of this stuff that you're giving away, it needs to be done strategically. Don't just give away random free information. There's a misconception out there that giving away free information on the Internet, particularly and really in any context, is a great thing because it establishes your willingness to help people and that sort of thing. And that's lovely. But who cares? Your free information,
right?
Whether it is a free consultation or anything else, should lead towards one specific thing, and that is whatever result you want to achieve, most likely a second contact. We're about to enter into a fairly substantial marketing campaign to sell a particular type of financial tool, and the guy that is running our telephone sales program for this, I had a conversation with him earlier today, and I said, Matt, what I need from you is to send me a list of everything that a prospect needs to know before they get to you, before they talk to you, so that whenever you're talking to them, you can absolutely maximize the opportunity and absolutely maximize the probability of success. That's what you need to do, is figure out what the what your prospects need to know in order to say yes to you. That's what your free information or your free session ought to focus on. Not their problems,
right.
Not their issues, only that stuff to the extent that it helps you get to the yes to the for the specific question that you want to ask them. And if that question happens to be, will you give me money so I can keep helping you, then think along those lines. Just design a session or design free content so that people will be more likely. So pain points, you know, it's really a sales presentation. Any free presentation ought to be a sales presentation. It's a dirty little secret, but it's true.
And you sell benefits, obviously, so you have to have some connection with the person. You have to have some sort of, like they feel like you're doing something for them, and if they did follow up with another session, they'd be crazy, something like that. Going about it sort of that way, is that correct?
Absolutely. Well, you know, you know the terms much better than I do, Michael, but future pacing, I think, is the term that I've used for it, helping people to see where they're going to end up in the future based on the decisions they make today. And with the notion of giving away free sessions or free content, future pacing is really critical because you need to think about where is this person going to end up after they consume my free email or my free session or whatever it happens to be. If if they're not likely to be in a place much more probable to say yes to you, then your free content has been a waste. So that's
right.
And that's true regardless of whether you're being a life coach, a business coach, or any other business, frankly.
I've noticed that what works for me is a lot of times I'll have, when I do sessions, I usually have the person go on, and you can get free ones at surveymonkey.com. Go to surveymonkey.com to get free online questionnaires. You can build questionnaires like 10 questions that you're asking them, like your name, address, email address, what's your biggest problem, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And you can have a link on a website, or you can send it to them by email, have them answer your questions, which then automatically lead them to questioning, well, what is my biggest problem? And, gee, I have had this a long time. And, you know, it sort of increases the pain for them. At the same time, you're getting information and also leading them to a follow-up where they watch a video, say, of you showing them how a session might go, or just having a little FaceTime with them to let them know what's going on. That seems to be very effective for me. Also, I've written a few books, which helps. So when they read my book, they come in, there's no question they want a session. I don't have to answer any questions. I just start on the session, you know?
Well, I think that is a particularly good idea in the business and life coaching fields, to have mm-hmm. some kind of published media. Because think about it. I mean, right. Michael, you and I have gotten together for lunch a couple of times. You know me a little bit better and know my profile a little bit better than probably a lot of the people listening right now. I get requests for lunch and for meetings and for that kind of thing all the time. I rarely leave my house. Why did I go with you? Well, I'd heard of you, and I'd heard that you'd done some interesting things, so I wanted to get to know you. That is a very, very simple thing for people to do to get published. Now, whether that you have something good or interesting to say is a different story. If you don't, you're probably in the wrong business. But if you do,
right,
consider doing that, because that's just a great, great, great way to have some credibility. And that's really where it's all at.
Right. So the bottom line is, when you get them walking in the door for their first session, they should already be sold on you, ready for anything you might suggest to them, correct?
Yeah. And, you know, that's why I advise people who are in one-on-one types of businesses like coaching that you really need to use the free session type of marketing very, very carefully. Because think about this.
Right.
What if you were to call me up, say, Brian, I want to learn how to explode my business, and I was to take you on as a client and teach you how to really blow up the size of your list or to really drive some traffic or whatever, and that strategy worked, and suddenly your phone is ringing off the hook.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think suddenly you're going to be giving away, or you're going to continue to give away free sessions all the time? No way. Absolutely not.
Right.
So you got to be careful about building your business around that. But that's a very simple way, and it's a smart way in the beginning to move forward. But make sure that all of your marketing materials and your entire marketing strategy doesn't rely on that, because that is a business establishment strategy. It is not a business expansion strategy.
Yeah, I'm learning that the hard way. I've been doing sessions for people. Even when they pay for the sessions, they'll come in and they pay and they get such great results. They don't see me for a year because they're still left on that one session, which fantastic. Their whole life changed, and then that's another problem they have.
Well, that means you need to be charging them for results, not for sessions. Pretty powerful distinction, really.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I don't know if that's even legal in your field. Who knows? But that would be my first first thought.
Yeah. Something to think about. Thanks for the
Yeah,
talk.
Yeah.
Well, we've got about 5 minutes left here. If you have a question for Brian Ellis, go to brianellis.com or give him a call right now if you're listening live. Area code 347-843-4544. Brian's here waiting to answer your calls on investing, on building your practice, on building a list. We've got a few more minutes, Brian. Why don't you give us just a few little quick tips about building a list? Because I know that's really your strong point. And, of course, just share with us what you can.
Building a list is the seminal, central, absolutely critical piece in my business, and for many of you, it should be as well. When I say building a list, what I'm referring to is getting more email subscribers. We are, however, branching out into postal addresses and cell phone numbers as well. Regardless of what data it is that you're looking to collect, building a list is only part of the battle. Building the list is everything you do to get somebody to actually be on your list, and all that's important. I'm sure Michael has talked to you guys about a lot of that type of thing already. That's where things begin. That's not where things end. You have to be in regular contact with your email list with good quality content. Also, the content has to be really, really relevant to where they're at. And it has to be so good, the content has to be so good that people would be willing to pay for it. If it's not that good, don't bother. Really, don't bother. And this is how you go about establishing your level of credibility, your level of quality as a person and as an expert that really catapults you to a point where you don't have to sell in order to get business.
Right.
You know, at this point, we in my business, we've chosen to focus on a fairly narrow subset of the industry, and that subset is affluent people. And we chose them for some specific reasons, but at this point, you know, all we do whenever we want to put on a seminar is we have to send out 3 or 4 emails, ask people for their phone number, tell them how much liquid assets that they have to have, and they will fly across the country to meet with us. And you can do the same thing.
Wow.
And just think about that, the ability to send out an email just a time or two and to have a room full of millionaires. Well, that's what we do because of good list building, and you can do it too. It's a repeatable formula. Grow your list, good quality content, and do it over and over and over.
That's the bottom line, Brian. That's really the best advice you can give people, and I appreciate that.
Absolutely,
he's got something going on, folks. So take his word. You can take his word to the bank. So, Brian, thank you so much for being on the show. We've got just another minute here. And for those of you who want to hang on, and Brian, if you want to hang on just a minute after the show, we have what I call outtake moments where I just talk to you. This is not streaming live, by the way, but if you're listening to this as a podcast, you'll be able to hear it. And if you're listening live, you'll also be able to call in if you call in the next 30 seconds to 347-843-4544. You can ask Brian a question. So at any rate, let me just quickly go over our next week's guest, and then we'll have the outtake moment, or we'll have the music and then the outtake moment. Next week, we've got Casey Eberhardt coming on. Casey is an expert at marketing. He's gotten into all sorts of things about little guerrilla marketing tactics that you can use to get the word out there, to get your name out there, to do some of the things we talked about this week with Brian. So listen in next week at Logical Soul Talk. Casey Eberhardt, I've heard him speak as well. He's out in California, out in the L.A. area. Very brilliant marketer, very enthusiastic, and so he'll be here on Logical Soul Talk next Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here. So, Brian, again, thank you very much for being on the show, and hang on, and we'll talk to you in a minute after. Dr. Michael Craig. Brian, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. For some reason, the music cut out on me. I don't know what happened, but that's the Skype thing, I think. I don't know. The Skype is just not working sometimes. But anyway, that was a great show. Great advice.
Good.
I really
thank you.
Really, I like the idea of paying for results. I think paying for results is the way to go. I think I'll probably start charging for that. Maybe I should get on your list and get some of those wealthy people in and start doing some of that.
There you go.
It'd be something to look at. Yeah, absolutely. We'll have to talk about that.
Sure.
So, again, we're talking to Brian Ellis. If you're listening to this as a podcast, you won't be able to call in, but thank you for listening. I appreciate all listeners to the Logical Soul Talk and hope you find this entertaining and educational and informative. So, Brian, I want to give you the floor for just another minute here, and then I've got to go to a meeting, and I'm sure you have something else to do as well. But just for another minute or so, why don't you give some of your last parting thoughts about how a coach or a life coach can grow their practice, or some maybe some thought that you have in general, something about business and how to be successful in business.
Well, the coaching business is a business where you can make a lot of money. It's also one where you can waste a hell of a lot of time. If you're not really mm-hmm. committed to it, or if you don't really have the background for it. So I'd say generally my advice for folks in the coaching business is, number one, make sure you have some level of expertise that can actually help drive your clients to the next level. Only you can know that. If you do, that's great. You should proceed with profound gusto and behave as if you are absolutely convinced that you are the one and only that can help people in your business. Confidence, courage is contagious, and in the coaching business more than in any other. This is a bit of advice that I think you should all focus on quite heavily as you move forward. In the coaching business, what people want is leadership. What they want is to see that there is a way to get where they're going, a clear path, even if they're going to have to fight hard and, you know, fight like cats and dogs and do their very best to make a little bit of progress, even if it's that difficult. People want to know that there's a plan. If your job is to be a leader, is to remove variability, is to remove the need for creativity on a day-to-day basis. That sounds terrible, but the more a person has to be creative in making their life or business decisions, the more they're acting out of something other than experience. And that's usually not a good thing, and that's where you come in.
Mm-hmm.
If you can help them to remove the need for creativity
mm-hmm.
in their business decisions, and sometimes creativity is called for, I don't deny that, but most of the times what everybody needs is to make decisions on what is the fundamentally right thing to do at this point type of basis. If you can help people see that,
mm-hmm.
if you can give them leadership, game over, you win. And they'll come back over and over.
That's an interesting point. I remember a former mentor of mine, Marshall Thurber, he didn't use the word creativity. He used the word drama. Pretty much means the same thing, as I understand it. He said, get rid of drama in your business. Drama just means, oh, my God, I don't have any gas in the car, or nobody showed up, or I've got, you know, just crisis after crisis. And as a coach, obviously, you're dealing with people in crisis. Your job is to help them out of crisis, which means, like Brian said, limit the creativity or drama, in the words I use, and you know, get them on a straight path towards where they want to be. That's really what you're saying,
absolutely.
Right, Brian?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, the more you have to think about any given decision, the less prepared you are to make that decision. And that's
right.
kind of your job is to help people
make
move
sure
from where
they
are to
the
next point. Right, right. Make the decision, move forward, and have some accountability.
Right, and also make sure that they're committed to that decision, which is probably the hardest thing people without experience have trouble doing, because they don't know. They're going into the unknown. They have to trust you to be able to make that decision for them, or to guide them to making that decision, I should say. You don't make it for them, but to guide them in that direction where they actually have to commit to that direction in order to be successful. So, Brian, this has been very educational. I want to thank you again for being on the show, and I'd love to talk to you after, so I'll give you a ring after this, and we'll catch up.
Sounds good. Thank you, Michael. Thank you, everyone, and have a great evening.
Well, Brian, thanks so much. This is Dr. Michael Craig. This is Logical Soul Talk. Thanks for tuning in. Hope to hear from you next week.